The Coroner by M.R. Hall. Narrated by Sian Thomas.
Prologue. The first dead body Jenny ever saw was her grandfather's. She had watched her grandmother, sobbing into a folded handkerchief, draw the lids down over his empty eyes, and then, as her mother reached out to comfort her, sharply push the proffered hand away. It was a reaction she could never forget. Accusatory, vicious, and utterly instinctive. And even as an 11-year-old child, she had sensed in this moment, and in the exchange of looks that followed, a bitter and shameful history that would rest and settle behind the older woman's features, until 7 years later, she too shuddered unwillingly from her body in the same bed. When, at the graveside, she stood behind her father as the coffin was lowered awkwardly into the ground, she was aware that the silence of the adults around her contained the poison of something so dreadful, so real, it gripped her throat and stopped up her tears. It would be many years later, when she was well into troubled adulthood, that the sensations of these two scenes crystallized into an understanding that in the presence of death, human beings are at their most vulnerable to truth, and that in the presence of truth, they are at their most vulnerable to death. It was this insight, gained the night her ex-husband greeted her with divorce papers, which had stopped her driving off a cliff or tumbling under an express train. Perhaps, just perhaps, she managed to convince herself, the morbid thoughts that had dogged her were no more than signposts on a dangerous and precipitous road, which she might yet navigate to safety. 6 months on, she was still a long way from her destination, but far closer than she had been that night, when only a flash of memory, given meaning by far too much wine, brought her back from the brink. To look at her now, no one would know that anything had ever been.